Hey, Trey Rubin.
Oh, hi, Tammy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Oh, I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, the problem is I ain't got one job from you guys. I've been with you, what, a year? Not one job.
Oh, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
No, I don't need another job. They're supposed to call me. That's what we agreed on. They were supposed to call me. I don't need to go look for work. If I do that, I don't need you.
No, I understand that, but this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,823 times, and you've had 384 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've received a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware, you know?
Well, they didn't call me. That's all I asked for, is for them to call me like you did. I mean, I can't go chasing work because I am busy as it is. I don't need another job. I'm 63. I can't do the job I'm doing.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, what I would suggest then is, if you wanted to cancel this, it's going to dramatically affect your business, obviously, but if you wanted to cancel it, I need to give you some options because we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's because...
How can it hurt my company when not one person has called me? I've had two people call me, and they were friends looking for my phone number, so they searched it and found my number. That's all that's called me. Not a soul since. Y'all gave me another number to call because my number is no longer valid. I don't even know how to get that working because it's Verizon BS that they don't even know how it even happened, which was 25 years ago. And most of the people work for Verizon, they're like 19. So I don't understand any of it. But my problem is like I said, whoever I talked to last, I've talked to 35 people at least, if not more. Y'all got a hell of a crew. I probably never talked to you before, but you know, I mean, they said, okay, well, we'll give you a number, which you probably know, you got another number to call and nobody's calling. I see that you got to every once in a while and say you got to go to your dashboard. You got to call you guys or whatever. I don't have the time for all that. Of course I do have the time for it, but I didn't know I had to work for it. You know what I mean? I mean,
yes, I get it. Yeah. You know, what I would suggest, Tommy, is if you did want to continue, that you download the Local Splash app on your phone, because with that, you just log into it one time, and then you can respond to the calls in real time. So that might be an easier way rather than having to log on to a dashboard and look for leads and things like that. You know what I mean? So if you have the app on your phone, and it's a free app that you could get either through the Android or the iPhone store, and then that way everything, like I said, is showing up in real time.
So I got to go to the store and get it programmed and everything for you guys to just charge me money? Is that what you're saying? I mean, how simple is it? You look at my number, you want a roof or a repair or some sort, and you call the number. How hard is that? Do people even do that anymore?
Well, yeah, that's why I was saying maybe you should start just tracking it the old-fashioned way and start asking people, like, hey, how did you find me, you know? Because you're going to hear all day long.
That's why
I found you on
Google.
I saw you on the internet.
That's why I know I've not got one call from you. You know, the only work I get is repeat customers. I've been in business 25 years, and their roof that I put on 25 years ago are now gone. The roof only lasts 20 years. Three tab shingles. So I'm getting repeat customers that I've had. Not one new soul has called me from you guys. They don't know who the hell you even are. And I asked. Trust me, I looked and see, I ask. I mean, why wouldn't I? People don't talk to their neighbors no more. That's all in the past. I understand that. They're afraid of their neighbors. You know, they're terrified. They call the police if somebody shows up. So that's how, back in the day, you could go in and do one roof and you'd wind up doing the whole neighborhood. That don't happen no more. So anyhow, my thing is can't you just simply put a phone number there from the call? Or that don't
so,
work?
So, Well, the phone number does work. It actually forwards over to you. There's 87 leads on the dashboard coming in through that number. That's why I'm saying, you know, I'm sure that, you know, if they're a repeat customer that happened to have lost your number and they look you up online, yeah, that could happen where they called you through the tracking number. But since it's happened 87 times, I would think that there's a lot more, you know, client interaction that came through this than what you are thinking of. You know what I mean? So, and that's
my
all
phone
I was
not
saying.
Ring, my phone has not rang 87 times, and I can prove it. It ain't rang 87 times in 3 months, including my customer, VP customers.
Yeah, so the dashboard tracks the actual calls and the leads that come in through the website. And so combined, it's saying 87. So what that means is if somebody puts in, you know, roofer near me, for example, and they find you on the first page, most people are going to just call you at that point. But if they wanted to, or let's say they were at work or with family and they couldn't call you right that second, they could, you know, go to your website and fill out the contact form, what it is that they need. And then that's also stored on your dashboard in the lead section. But to make it even simpler, you should be getting a text message each time letting you know that, you know, a lead's coming through your website.
It says a lead's coming through, but it doesn't, it's got you guys' phone number. So I got to call you, get in touch with somebody, and find out who the hell they are. I don't need more work is what I'm saying. I don't even want to be on the phone, period. People call me, mm-hmm. They give me their address, their name, their number, and I go and look at the roof. I don't care about their cats, their dogs, their kids, or none of that. I'm not that kind of contractor. Roofers are a little harder than that. I'm not interested in their lifestyle or anything goes above. That's people that do, and they'll go in there and they'll con them out of their money. I'm not that contractor. I hire people. I know how people are. So full of it, they don't even have a driver's license, never mind a contractor's license, and they're plentiful. But people are hiring them left and right. You know where people are getting their workers from? They're going on Facebook, and they're saying that they need their toilet paper roll refilled. Meanwhile, they'll go get a cup of coffee and come back, and there'll be 35 people that want to do that job. That's where the work's going.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Cut and dry. You get to pick who you want and so forth. Now they got to jump through hoops and go through y'all's dashboard and this and that. And, I mean, I'm driving, first of all. I cannot touch my phone. I can't touch it. Before, mm-hmm. I would pick it up and talk. I can't. You know, that is the law. I didn't change the law. They did. You cannot literally, even at a stop sign or a light, you cannot touch your phone. Mm-hmm. Now, why they come up with that law, God only knows, because your GPS and all is just out the window as far as that goes. You got to pull over. And then a cop will pull behind you and want to know what you're doing sitting in a parking lot, you know, and so forth. It's pretty rough out there nowadays. Like I said, you got these kids riding around with their phones hanging out the window, screaming and acting stupid. That is the problem. 80% of the phones out there don't belong to people. And you take the phone. If you're in at least 25 and got basic common sense, you don't get a phone. That should be the new law. And if I see a problem,
but
you would change it to that.
Here's what I'm saying, though, Tommy, is that all of the leads that come in through the call tracking number, you can go on the dashboard if you want to see it, the activity, but you don't have to because they're forwarded to your phone number. So let's say that you're driving and they need a roof. They can leave a message for you, and when you check your messages, it's that simple that there's leads in there that are coming from this program.
But I'm telling
also,
you.
Also, when I didn't mean to cut you off, but also when they fill out that form, you get a text message, you know, we are forwarding a new lead from your webpage. Please contact Dee Dee Dixon, 7713 Marshall Hearts Court. There's her phone number. There's her email.
Okay,
I found a piece of metal on my driveway. This is flashing from my roof. Needed
and
to
I, and I
out.
And I went to that job. I picked that piece of metal up. That roof is fine. That was a neighbor's roof. That was like 2 hour drive each way. She wanted something to do with a deck. Yeah, that's an old customer. I did the whole street.
And then there was Jennifer Carr, 2125 Brigadier Boulevard, Odenton, Maryland. Her phone number, her email.
I'm
these
not
are coming
to Maryland.
Text message.
What am I going to Maryland
one,
for? I'm not going to Maryland. Well, didn't y'all have, some, no, you see,
sometimes,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Sometimes.
Y'all got them Ohio, Maryland, and all that. That ain't going to work.
Well, sometimes people will put their address in because it asks for the address, but sometimes that's not the address they're calling about. If they have a property in your area, but they're actually from Maryland, they might put in their actual address because it just says address on the form. But she put, we are not sure if the roof needs repaired or replaced, perhaps the gutters and some sockets.
And I called and left a message and never heard a word back.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that you are getting these leads without having
to
do extra work. You know what I mean?
That's two out of 37.
Susan Ferguson, 19270 Windsong Court, seeking roof inspection, advice, and applicable quote. And then there was Larry Starr, 18011 Brenbridge Drive. He put, I would like a quote on replacement gutters, downspouts, please. And then let me see if I keep going down. And I'm looking at just the text messages that came to you from your dashboard, you know what I mean, that are showing. There was Jared Screen. He's in Woodbridge. I am in need of your deck roofing service on my property, 15144 Woodsman Lane. I have a house.
Woodbridge. I don't do Woodbridge. That's the ghetto from hell. I'd be better off in D.C. You got to hire somebody to watch your truck. And I think I explained it. I got a location, and you know where it is, right around within 30, 40 miles, whatever y'all got it set up. According to some of these people that's calling me and constantly trying to sell me their services for cheaper than y'all, y'all don't know what you're doing. You don't want you talking about. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. And I only got three counties and so forth. But that, moving right along, you know, that's just a constant. That's who's calling me mostly, is people looking for to take your job, which apparently ain't
so
much of a job because, you know.
Those are scam callers, Tommy. I want to let you know that Local Splash is in legal issues with two companies. And one of them's called Town Square Media. The other one's called Ollie. And what they're doing is they're calling our customers and they're saying Local Splash is not working with Google's best practices and their websites are copy and paste. And they're saying all this kind of rigmarole to scare them in efforts to get them to sign up with them. But the reason that they're scam companies is if they do sign up with them, those companies never contact us to get access to the Google listing. And so the people that go with them are throwing the money down the toilet because they can't create a new Google listing because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt their rankings, right? So all it is just throwing money down the toilet, and that's why they're scam companies, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to be shut down soon because, you know, that's unethical practices per Google. So you are ranking on the first page.
I'm ranking on first page, and there's people out there that don't even have a vehicle that are doing more work than me. They don't even have they drive up in a car and they got a ladder tied to it doing work. That's how desperate people are.
Yeah. So, let me give you some options, if I may, because if you recall in the voice verification recording that we have on file and your terms and conditions, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 6th. And it's a month-to-month program that you can cancel at any time. However, in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So currently, there is a $149 past due balance from December 6th, and we can't cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is if that's your intention.
I can cancel anything I want to cancel. There ain't a damn thing you can do about it. You're gonna take
well, it'll affect your business and your credit because
I don't care
about
the business. I'm 63 years old. You think I give a damn?
Yeah.
I've been
well, I'm just telling
been
you.
Been longer than you've been working. I bet you I've been in business, and you think I give a damn? I shut the door tomorrow. There ain't a damn thing you can do about it. Nothing.
Well, all I'm telling you, Tommy, is that come January,
you threatening me is not the answer. You threatening me is not the answer.
Well, that's
I'll
not a threat.
Like,
that's just what you agreed to in the terms. Yeah, that's not a threat at all. I'm just trying to let you know what you agreed to. So, you know, don't
care what
the
I
wrong
agree
way,
to.
Because
that's
not my
intention. You're going to take me to court for $150? You got to be shitting me, right? No, I don't.
Well,
I don't believe that.
Well, is a big corporation with over 48,000 active clients. I mean, there's plenty of attorneys that we have that work with us with clients that, you know, don't want to, you know, pay their bill, you know.
Okay,
but
so you're going to get an attorney for $149 like I would. You know, I got
well, we already have attorneys that work with us. That's what I'm saying. Well, that's why we have cease and desist letters being sent out to those two scam companies. We already have, you know, companies that are going to. Yeah. So, here's the thing, Tommy, is
you guys ain't done nothing for me, and I'll go to court and prove it. You ain't got one job for me in the 6 months that I've been with you.
Let me ask you a
question.
I want to ask you a question.
Not one job.
Have you
if I made $10 on your company, do you think that I would even not want to pay you? $10. I would settle for $10. I ain't made 10 cents.
So the what I'm trying to tell you is there is something that I could work out for you that might work. I don't know if it would, but I want to run it by you. Okay?
Threatening to get a lawyer after me is not going to work because you just get lying for one.
No, you just said, are we going to get a lawyer? And I told you we already have lawyers, but that's not.
And I've got
lawyers,
too, and they're going to laugh in your face. They're going to say, who called him? Nobody. You agreed that you gave me a number for them to call me, not to give me another job, dashboard and this and that and all that bull crap. No. And
but
I
you're getting the
leads
without the dashboard because everyone I've read to you, you said, oh, yeah, I remember this one and that one and that one's the ghetto and this one's this.
Yeah,
and you are getting the leads without having to go on the dashboard. The dashboard's just an interface that you can track it all. You know what I mean? But you don't have to go on the dashboard. You're still getting the notifications.
I don't have to do a damn thing. You're right. You're exactly
right.
Right,
yeah. But you're still getting the notifications regardless.
I don't. You have
exactly.
To work.
Exactly. Okay. So, here's the deal. There is a way to cancel the program and allow you to keep your website, patriotroofingandremodeling.net, and just pay us the hosting fee of $49 a month. So naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $149 to $49. But if you think that would work, I can get an override and I can put you into that package because bare minimum, you know, being that it's 2025, every business needs a website anyway. You know,
that's
so
not
that
true.
Might be
that's
some...
not that's not true at all. That's not true. I know a lot of people that don't have a website and don't need one. You got that all wrong. You know what works? I told you what works. Eventually, you're not going to have a job because it works so good. If I needed something to done, I would go on Facebook Marketplace before I got in the shower, and I'd tell them I need 3 signs hung. And before I got out of the shower, there'd be 14 people wanting to do that job, and half of them would be in the driveway. It's that serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't understand that people don't have the money that they had. The ones that do don't deal with you guys. I know people that pay $12,000 a month, you know, in all to advertise. I'm not one of them.
Of course, yeah, because you're a small business, and you know, we have plenty of, you know, one-man businesses or mom-and-pop shops that we work with. So, you know, is we have all kinds of different, you know, clients over the spectrum. But, you know, what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, Angie's List did the same thing. Now they're millions of dollars in debt and going to court and this and that and all of them people. I've worked for all of them. I was with Angie's List before he was born. It was $100 a month, and I couldn't get to the phone fast enough. Then they wanted $900, so I told them to eat shit and live. And they were supposed to sue me. I don't see any paperwork or nothing from them. I know they're in court now, and Home Advisor and all of them. So I mean, they're all scammers,
you know,
just like
we deal with a lot of their clients, and they're the same company. Home Advisor was acquired by Angie's, and before that, it was Service Magic that was acquired by Home Advisor. So it's all one and the same. And believe me, I've heard every kind of horror story imaginable with that company because we deal with a lot of
their
clients.
Network got me for $7,000. I took them to court. I got all I got is a piece of paper sitting over to them. They never paid it.
I see. So
they use my card illegally. Illegally, they use my card. But what can you do?
Here's
about
the thing that I'm trying to
you
tell
get a
you.
Judgment. That's all you get. You don't get no money. You get a judgment. Now, if I had something, obviously, yeah, it would make sense, but I don't have shit, so it don't matter. You know, what are you going to take from it? You know what I mean? There's people that are living on the streets that had a better job than you got to this day. And you know that. And, you know, it's just come to that. And so, I mean, like I said, all I'm doing at this point is pissing $150 a month away. I cut my cable off because it went from 75 to 150. And I've been with them for 20 years. Now they want to change it to 75 to $80 they want to charge me. Plus all the garbage that goes with it. Oh, you're $64. How about 135? Well, that's all the extras. Everybody pays taxes. I said, taxes? That's way past taxes. That's just stupidity.
Of course.
So I cancel them. I don't need the TV. I'm not never home anyway, so it don't matter. But I figured, out of the kindness of my heart, I'd have it for the grandchildren and stuff to come over. I had three TVs. Now I got none. You know, TVs, again, they're like anything else. The TV's in your hands, on your phone, which, again,
exactly.
I paid $1,200 for.
Yeah. You can get the streaming services and watch anything you want right from your phone. You're exactly right. So,
$1,200 for a phone I don't need, you know? All people call me is bill collectors.
I disagree.
And I don't see them again for 25 years. Why they need to talk to me? For no reason. There's no reason to talk to me. I paid it. I did the reason.
Right.
They paid me. Angie's List.
Exactly.
Oh, we need their address and their phone number and all this. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I would be quite pissed off, too, if I was, if somebody did my roof and gave my information away. I'd be thoroughly pissed off.
Let me ask you this, Tommy, only because I understand where you're coming from. I mean, you have a lot of...
You don't understand nothing. You don't understand anything. You're not old enough to understand anything. You're still wet behind the ears.
I'm actually your age. I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids. I'm going to be 57 in March.
You're 53 years old?
I'm like 5 years old. I'm 56. I'm going to be 57 in March. So I'm actually your age.
Smoked.
Right?
Well, you've never smoked, then. You've never smoked.
No, actually, I smoked cigarettes when I was young, but I don't smoke anything else, you know? Yeah, so. But in any case, I want to let you know that one thing I could do to kind of help you is,
I think y'all kind of help
have
me
a
enough.
Corporate,
I got another mouth to feed. That's all that is. You
well, we have a corporate division that, we do this also for big companies like Subway Sandwich, Anytime Fitness, Vivint Security, and anytime we have a corporation that has over 100 locations, they get the website hosting for just $29 a month. So what I'm thinking is I could possibly get an override for you, get that $29 package in place. And then once that's paid, if you want to keep the site for it, that's great. You'd be grandfathered into that rate. If not, you can cancel the program after that, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about any, you know, future charges. So, you know, again, you know, I would do that to just kind of help you out. I would recommend keep the site because I've had people tell me they've gotten sites, jobs through other sources just by having a site. And what I mean by that is one of the clients that we're working with called me a few months ago and he said, you know, there's a lead coming through my site and I can't open it. Can you, you know, read it for me? And I said, okay. And I went in and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing because that did not come through Google. He said he was working with a company called Thumbtack, and he goes, I remember going out and bidding on that job, and it's so weird that, you know, that lead would be stored on your dashboard, right? And I told him, guess what they did after he went out and bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and credible things being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job. So, you know, if you think in any way, shape, or form that that would help you out, like I said, I'd be more than happy to get you an override and put you into that $29 package. Because right now, there is a big orange banner at the top of your website saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through, right? But some people don't like that up there because they think that a potential client might think that they're out of business or something. So, you know, once that $29 is paid, that orange banner comes off and, you know, your website's fully functional. And again, you could
all
keep
that
it.
All those websites,
you know,
good for, just like the Better Business Bureau. Back in the day, people said, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau on you. Oh, man, don't do that. You know the trick with that is don't hire, don't pay them. Don't become a member. Then you ain't got to worry about it. That's the loophole. That's the honest people. See, every time you have an ex-girlfriend or just somebody that in general don't like you, just don't like the Patriot name. They throw some garbage up there, and then I got to pay for that. Kim, I did three rooms for her, and I spilled a cup of paint that she offered me to paint out of a cup with a foam brush she wanted me to use. She claims to be a painter, and I don't know why she had me. I was there for a year working for her, but all of a sudden it was a problem. I spilled this little cup of paint on her carpet, which was trash, 35-year-old shag carpet that I already did three rooms. The first thing I did was took the carpet out. Well, the first thing I did was paint it, and then took the carpet out, and then put hardwood floors in. She's got showrooms that she puts on the internet. We're still friends on Facebook, but yes, she gets on there and talk about this and that. And I pay for all the material and everything. The woman's a whack job. She bought a house that she's upside down on, been upside down. The house is falling apart, literally. She keeps saying, I'm going to come back and jack it up. I said, how many times are you going to have this house leveled before? And then she wants to know why the wall's cracked. Well, I didn't crack it. Drywall don't give. When you move the home, it's going to crack. So there's the woman's a work job. The windows are leaking. You know why they're leaking? Because you keep jacking your house up. You can't jack it up. I don't know who come up with that idea. Anyway, the subfloors are rotted. I replaced the subfloors after they jacked it up. I mean, it's a mess. And it's over in a high-end area, Lake of the Woods, they call it. They charge, I think she said $600 a month just for the HOA in there. I'm like, it's a dump. But anyway. Yeah, she wanted to buy houses and flip them and everything. The woman's, again, she's a whack job. She stayed up all night. I spilled this cup of paint that she had. Of course, the room is a, anyway, her neighbors hate her because of her yard. They say it looks like a yard sale, a junkyard. Everything out there, every spinner and everything you can come up with is out in her yard. But anyway, the inside's just as bad, if not worse. And she, her daughter, she's in a wheelchair, so the place is an absolute disgusting mess. And I'm working with this, but anyway, my point was, is, you know, she said, I can't wait to get this carpet out of here, but not now, I can't afford it. So I said, all right, no big deal. So I'm not worrying about the carpet. It's full of dog hairs and it's just filthy. I mean, absolutely true. I wouldn't even go in there if it was not a job. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Paint, that little cup of paint got spilled. A half a cup, a Dixie cup of paint with a little brush in it. I didn't see it. I got it up. Of course, it was blue and it smeared. There was no carpet really to clean. So I cleaned it. I left it wet. She raised hell. I told her the next day I would have Stanley Steamer come in and clean it. No, she stayed all night according to her clean this and then took the next day off, which she's walking distance to her job, took the next day off, and she's in there cleaning it. All my stuff's taken out and put out in the rain, drop cloths and everything on the belt. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing up, man. If we were married, I'd divorce you. I'm like, what's wrong, Kim? She goes, this carpet is a mess. I said, it is a mess. I said, but I could have had them professionally cleaned. What are you doing? She's got one of these little rotary things you use in your car and you buy at night when you're high and you can't send back anything. Anyhow, it was just a joke. But anyhow, so she throws some garbage on there about she used me in the past. She didn't know what happened, all this. But the problem is when I started with her working for her, she did the same thing. She had three or four companies that she hated and da-da-da-da-da and badmouthed them and everything. Even her friend that comes and stays with her every couple of months, couch surfing, whatever she does. In fact, I even knew her from Arlington. She goes, I wouldn't throw the guy under the bus just yet because she is a little bit mental, basically. I said, I understand that. When a woman, in other words, what happened when Trump went into office, Biden stopped paying her to take care of her son, her daughter, which has one leg and she's in a wheelchair. That's when she hit the fan. That's when I should have packed my shit and left because she said she was going broke. Well, when a woman says she's broke, take the word for it and roll out. But the problem is, like I said, I did so many free things for her, so many that it was unreal. I mean, ungodly. She's got a list of 40 things and still got the list. I did 15 things. I charged her $750 because I bought the wood and all the material. And she went apeshit about it. If I wouldn't have charged her, she wouldn't put it up there. But she still friends me on Facebook, which don't make a lot of sense. I don't talk to her. But
strange. Yeah, very strange.
And then this other guy, Joseph, he leaves me a one-star rating. I didn't know who the hell he even is. Joseph what? Who? What did I do? Nothing. They just left me a rating.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a roof job. I think it's a roof job I did because I ain't done but one a year. And what the problem was is he thought I was going to be there babysitting. Well, I don't babysit my help, my crew, or whatever it is. Nobody does. You get paid by the square, just like drywall. That way you don't go in there and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about the trades, like I've been in it since I was like 14. I've been doing this shit, so I know how it works. People get paid by their performance when it comes to roofing, drywall, that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. That way they get paid for what they do, not by any of it. So he kind of got an attitude because it was 95 degrees when I did the job. And I was only in there dropping material off, you know, overseeing it and even going doing other work. I didn't stay there because what am I going to do there? These guys have been working for me for 20 years. Do they need a babysitter? I don't think so. They don't get paid until it's done, and I don't charge the customer until it's done. But, I mean, I guess he thought it's time to catch feelings. Well, I'll tell you what. Now he don't have a warranty. His warranty went out the window when he got on there and put the one rating because that's exactly what it'll be. When I go back, he's going to say, if he calls me and says he got a problem with his roof, I'm saying, well, call somebody that cares because I don't, and I'm leaving. You know, I'm at the point I don't care. You know, I mean, if I was 25, I'd be jumping through hoops for a job. But now I don't have to.
Well, there's a note on here that they requested on December 5th with Google to remove those two reviews. That process takes 7 to 10 business days. So,
well,
you know, I'm assuming. No, it hasn't. It says December 5th is when they had requested it, which was 5 days ago. And a couple of days of that have been the weekend. So it's probably, let's see if I look at my calendar, it's probably the third or the fourth business day. So I would say maybe by the end of next week or the beginning of the week following, we'll get a correspondence from Google whether that's going to be removed or not. So,
well, you know, it's like this girl Brenda that I went to school with when I was 10. We got hooked up later in life and all this and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, she throws on there that I paid her for this and everything. And then she took that down. That's how stupid it is. You go to a bar, you meet up with a bitch, you bring her home and she decides she don't like you or does or whatever. You might like you or not like you. Either way, you're going to throw some garbage on there. And what do you do about it? Nothing. You continue paying for dirt thrown in your face in the public eyes that you wouldn't even know about if, you know, again, I got magnets on my doors that the phone number hasn't been working for over a year. I can't even get mm-hmm. the magnets off my truck. I don't, you know, that's how much I really give a shit. But I'm just saying, you know, at 63, yeah, I won't give a damn. You know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If I was 23, yes, I would care. But, you know, somebody, I relocated my company. That's what shot it to hell. When I lived in Fairfax, I used to make $250,000 a year. Now I'm lucky if I make 30.
Yeah, I get it. So,
I'm gonna get Social Security, $1,100 a month.
Because all I do is collect the failed payment, and I just wanted to ask, and you don't have to do it today, but if I got the override to do the $29 for the hosting of the website, would that be fair enough? Because that way, they continue to work on removing those reviews for you, because right now it's in suspension. So if Google responds, they're not gonna.
The difference between suspend it and not getting any calls. You tell me the difference. I didn't know.
Well,
the
difference is there's a big orange banner up on your website that, you know, that says the information here is no longer being updated. So, you know, for the $29.
And it's not a big orange thing nowhere. Nobody knows shit about it. The only person they know is like on 7-Eleven. They say, hey, you're getting a cup of coffee. What kind of roofing you do? Blah, 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 blah. That's where your work's at.
Mm-hmm. So, but it stays up there, meaning the website, they keep the orange banner up there and they keep it active for a while, short term, just so that in case you wanted to reactivate it, they don't have to build a brand new site. They could just go in and, you know, get that off and, you know.
Build a brand new site. You guys really did something, did you? You put up the, oh God, dude. I mean, y'all act like it's a real job, you know. It ain't like roofing. If you ever did roofing, you'd know what a job was. Just loading a truck in the morning. It's a job that average person can't do.
No, I bet. Yeah, it's a very labor intensive job. I get
you
it.
You go out there
I
at
5 totally
o'clock
get.
In the morning and start carrying 40-foot ladders and ladder bears and shingles and stuff around. That's when you got a job when it's snowing. That's when you got a job. Until then, you're just a bullshitter. You're sitting in the office in heat and air conditioning, which we don't never get. Our trucks don't even have heat and air conditioning, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Ranking right there with asphalt. At least asphalt, you do get warm. You can't even get that in the winter on the roofing. I mean, it just absolutely sucks. And I feel for my guys. That's why I pay them so much. You know, they don't make $100 an hour no more. They make more than that. That's why these
right.
Spanish people got so much money. That's why they got all new trucks and new gold too.
So I have
anyway another
thing up
is
in my teeth, so I have to wrap it up. But you have
I
that offer.
A lady.
I'll put
I
it in
to
the
lady
note.
I talked to a lady that said every 3 days they were going to charge me, and not until then.
What do you mean?
Every three months I get 3 months. That's what she said. Is that true or?
Yeah, that's still true. I see that you have a loyalty program on here. So
every fourth month I don't pay for it, right?
No, every third month. So you got your free month in July, you in August, and you paid in September. Your next free month was in October. Now the November payment went through. After the December payment goes through, then your January is your free month. So you get that ongoing. You get every third month for free. And even if I change it to the $29 package, that loyalty program will still stay on there.
Okay. Well,
so if you paid it,
the only difference between the loyalty and the other is really nothing, right?
Without the loyalty, you pay every single month. You don't get every third month for free, but that's already applied on your account, and that would stay whether you stick with the $149 package or whether you go to just the website hosting for $29. So what that means is if you paid either or, you know, the $149 or the $29, your January payment is your free month, so you'd be paid in full all the way till February 6th.
Okay, well, we'll do the 29 because I'm not getting any calls anyway. So, really, what makes
okay.
the difference? If it's $10,
I think that'd be a great option for you.
If
no,
I
really
do. If I paid $10,000 a month and I made $11,000, I wouldn't be here arguing with you about nothing. I made no money out of 11 grand that I've given you guys, 1,100 a year, 1,200 a year, whatever it is, 1,500 a year. Trust me, the only thing I can do, and the only thing I have to do is add and subtract. I got to get the right amount of shingles on your house, and I got to get the right amount of money in my helper's pockets, and that's it. Other than that,
exactly.
I don't have a job. So if I can't add, then I'm through. But one thing I can do, I can tell when I'm making money and when I'm not. If I'm not making 5 cents off you, I don't give a damn about you, because like I said, nobody even knows who you guys even are when I say it. They're like, who? But anyway, because next year y'all be have another name or a different office. I know how it works. All right, you ready for the card?
No. Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Tommy.
4126-9400-0128-7893.
Okay, expiration?
1130.
And the code?
648.
Okay. And the billing address is still the same? The one on Germana Highway? Okay. Or Germana? Germana Highway. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So bear with me. So you're just going to pay $29 moving forward, and you still get that every third month for free on the loyalty program. So I had converted.
What about the $149 that was not paid?
I adjusted that invoice from $149. I got an override while we were talking to $29. So you don't have to worry about that $149 anymore. That's not applicable on your account.
I think you already can tell.
Yep, is
that the. I think you can already tell, but I don't worry about nothing.
Yeah,
that's good. I lost a daughter 10 years old. There ain't a lot to worry about.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
When that happens, you don't worry about nothing.
Exactly. Well, I can relate to you a lot. I think that my my mentality is the same as you, where, you know, I don't worry about anything. I usually don't care what people think of me. Yeah, so you can't spend your life doing that kind of, you know, so I get it, but I've never been through that type of a tragedy, so definitely my condolences to you. I know people that's happened to, and I think in times like that, it's better to just, you know, if you don't know what to say, just don't say anything, because, you know, the pastor of my church actually lost his son, and he said, you know, that's one thing that really gets him is when people come up and they're trying to help, but then they say hurtful things sometimes, not knowing, you know. So he was the one that said, you know, if you don't know what to say, just don't say anything at all. So I'm just, you know, my condolences.
Well, that's the reason I don't go to church or any of that, because there's no such thing as any of it, because when you take a child at 10, it's not fair.
Yeah, that's
when
that's,
there's bums running around that are 70 abusing their body on a daily basis, and they wish they were dead, and they just keep on kicking and stealing and lying and everything that goes with it.
There's a lady that's going to speak at our church for the women's ministry, and I think I'm going to go. It's going to happen next week, but she lost her daughter at 6, and it's just like such a tragedy. But sometimes when I hear them talk about their experience, they'll say that they can see it, you know, that it might have happened for a reason. And I don't know what that reason is. I don't understand things like that for sure, you know. But right. I'm interested to, like, go listen to her and kind of hear what she says, you know. It's going to be, you know, one of those probably heart-wrenching messages that we all have to bring our tissues with us, you know? Because when you have kids and you have grandkids, yeah, you can not relate because I haven't been through it, but I can empathize with it, you know, for sure. So,
right, that's what I'm saying.
How many grandkids do you have, by the way, Tommy?
I have none. My sister has 8.
Oh, yeah, because you said earlier about the cable, you said, I just used to have it for the grandkids. So that was for your sister's grandkids. That's awesome.
You've got 8 grandkids. 8 Spanish grandkids at that. But I don't
really
have any.
Wow, that's cool.
But anyway, the crazy part about it is her niece was dating one of the guys that worked for me, and she was telling me about Raphael. I said, I don't need another Spanish-speaking roofer. I need some Americans. Of course, there ain't none. Unless they're working for themselves. And it turns out he was already working for me.
Oh, wow. That's
I said,
cool.
I seen the kid come outside. I said, that kid looks like my niece. He goes, you know Angel? I said, yeah. He goes, she's no good. I said, that's her. And sure enough, now the kid's 18 years old, and neither one of them are any good. But, I mean, it's one of her granddaughters. But anyway, so now the orange thing comes down and people can call me?
Yep, exactly. The orange banner, once the payment just went through, they tell me to say that it'll go down within one business day, but we're on the West Coast. It's only 8:19 in the morning here, so I'm confident it'll come down today, and your website is absolutely fully functional again. So you don't have to worry about that. And I just double-checked the next billing to make sure that that free month applied, and it did. It's showing in my system that the January 6th is your free payment, so you are paid in full all the way till February 6th.
Well,
so I'm so glad.
So I went from not getting any calls to not getting any calls. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like insurance. You know why I got insurance? Because I have to have it. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I've never had a claim. I'm 63. I've never had a claim. I've never had a speeding ticket or a driving ticket. You know, my ex went to court and said I had multiple DWIs and all this, and they believed her, and nobody even, you know, if I went in front of the magistrate and lied, you know, they would put me in jail for it. But they didn't put her in jail for it. You know, I don't understand it. I paid child support. I paid $800 a month for, I mean, anyway, it just, That's one of the problems also. You know, when I lost my daughter, I lost the whole family because she went apeshit and started smoking crack. Of course, I didn't know it until it cost me over $100,000. So I get a judgment from her for $8,000. Judge said, how much will you accept? I said, $8,000. I don't even know why I said $8,000. I just figured $8,000 out of the $100,000. So I got a judgment for $8,000. And I said, Your Honor, she still ain't paying the money. He goes, one ain't got nothing to do with it. Pay the child support. I'll put your ass in jail. You know, I mean, that's how tacky the world is. But, you know, Trump's done changed all that around, too. So that's another thing. People hate Patriot, the word Patriot, the name Patriot now, because they hate Trump so bad. I mean, I've seen people scratching at my magnets on my truck. And back when I started, Trump wasn't even in way he was alive, but he wasn't involved in any of the politics or nothing. And
yeah.
The thing was, everybody grabbed that name. Now nobody wants it. Because
yeah,
there's
so
many idiots
sad.
Out there. There's so many people mm-hmm. out there that think I'm his son and stuff. They're ignorant. You know, they're the
yeah.
people like that I don't want to work for anyway. I mean, if anybody can't tell the country's better than it was, although it was running the ground, if they can't tell it's better, then they have no business even in the United States. It's so ridiculous that I don't even want to argue with you about it. But anyway, I appreciate your
yeah.
time, ma'am.
I appreciate
Thank you
too, Tommy. Oh, of course. Have a great rest of your week, okay?
All right, bye.